You're listening to the Marketing Attractions Podcast, conversations on how nonprofit attractions are increasing attendance and sharing their missions through marketing. Your hosts are Ryan Dick and Jenny Williams of Attend Media.
Jenny, today's episode, guest experience, employee retention, and marketing.
That's a lot. Yeah, I think one of the things that we've learned in our conversations with marketing directors is, I mean, we all know they wear many hats at nonprofit attractions, but these three things can all funnel up under one team lead, right? So the marketing department can often be responsible for guest experience and employee retention. And sometimes all three of these sit completely separate. So we wanted to really have a conversation today about bringing in some experts about these two divisions and really what marketing needs to know about guest experience and employee retention.
Yeah. So we brought in Josh Liebman and Matt Heller from the Attraction Pros podcast. Josh runs LiebmanLeisure.com, where he specializes in guest experience. And then Matt runs Performance Optimist Consulting with a focus on leadership and human resources. So both of these guys are consultants to the attraction world. What better guys to talk to?
Can't wait to talk about it.
All right, let's get into the episode.
All right, Jenny. So we are joined by Matt and Josh from the Attraction Pros podcast. Guys, thank you so much for making the time.
We appreciate it. Thanks so much for having us.
So let's do some intros. Now, you know, we've already kind of given the bios and stuff before, but let's hear it from you guys. Matt, why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself and what you do?
Sure. So I've been in the attractions industry for, I think, 35 years this year. So kind of started on the front lines and worked my way up and really found a niche in helping organizations on the people side of the business. So don't ask me about food and beverage. Don't ask me about, you know, what ride to put in. But, you know, when we talk about the people side of the business, team members engaging with guests or engaging with each other's leadership, those kind of things, that's kind of where I've found my niche. So I've written two books on leadership for the attractions industry. One is called All Clear, a practical guide for first-time leaders and the people who support them. And the other one is called The Myth of Employee Burnout. And that's really about employee engagement. And then in 2017, Josh and I got together to form the Attraction Pros podcast. And that has been just a whirlwind of a journey for us to meet lots of great people. We met you guys through that platform first, and now we're on yours. So this is super exciting. So just glad to be here and really excited to talk about marketing and attractions.
Awesome. And Josh, tell us a little bit about yourself.
So I've been in the attractions industry for just shy of 20 years. Next year will actually be 20 years in the industry. Started out in attractions operations. So had the opportunity to work for Cedar Fair, Disney, Universal, Merlin Entertainments. So a lot of the top tier operators, opened several parks as well. And after I got my master's in hospitality and tourism from UCF in Orlando, I went into consulting and was initially hired by a consulting firm working with luxury hotels and resorts. So kind of sidestepped out of theme parks and then into the world of top tier premium hospitality. So Ritz-Carlton, Waldorf Astoria, Four Seasons, a lot of the big names in the lodging industry. But for the last 10, 11 years or so ago, I've been working primarily with attractions of all scopes and sizes. So I work with theme and amusement parks and zoos, museums, aquariums, family entertainment centers, trampoline parks, helping to amplify the guest experience through hospitality. Most recently, I just published my first book called The Hospitality Mentality, which focuses on creating raving fans through the guest experience. And like Matt mentioned, he and I have been hosting the Attraction Pros podcast since 2017.
Excellent. Excellent. And I think that's what we're talking about today, right, guys? You know, we wanted to bring you guys on as the experts that maybe you're like one or two steps away from marketing, you know, employee retention, guest experience, all of this funnels up. But, you know, if you could get into a room with a marketing director, you know, what are we going to say to them? What do they need to hear from you, your perspective, from your teams? And Josh, maybe we can start with you. You mentioned hospitality mentality. Give us a quick overview of that.
Sure. So the hospitality mentality is a culmination a lot of the consulting that I've been doing over the years, focusing on guest experience and particularly the service culture within an organization. So the mindset behind the hospitality mentality is that we recognize that our guests don't need us. They can do anything else aside from visiting our attraction or doing business with us. And our actions show them that we recognize both of those. And you talk about the, you know, the tie-in with marketing, and I think there's a huge connection kind of between them, because marketing and guest experience, I think, are two sides of the same coin. You know, marketing is the guest experience prior to the visit, and in many cases after the visit. And then the hospitality is the guest experience that is within the visit and on site. So I think it's all interconnected and all intertwined.
So, yeah, I think you make some great points there. But what does marketing need to know from the guest experience side of the coin, if you will?
Mm. So it's it's interesting. I do a lot of work with guest feedback, and whether it's internal feedback that comes in or with online reviews as well, and kind of managing feedback from that standpoint. And a lot of times when I'm talking to people about their online reviews, I might be talking to the guest experience or the operations team, and they say, "Oh, well, marketing handles all of our, you know, all of our online reviews." I said, "Okay, well, I guess that makes sense, because that's part of the post-visit guest experience, but it is about the experience that the operations teams delivered on site." So there needs to be a strong connection between marketing and operations, kind of under this umbrella of guest experience, to make sure that if our goal of achieving satisfaction is exceeding expectations, we all need to be aligned on what that expectation is. And a lot of that expectation comes from marketing. And something like online reviews, that is, yes, if it's channeled into marketing, it's based on the guest experience of previous guests aligning with their satisfaction. So tying all of this together is, what do our guests expect? It is in part based on what marketing is delivering, and it is in part and largely due to what previous guests are saying about their visit and their experience. And connecting all of that together helps to understand what is this expectation that the operations teams can focus on now matching that, meeting it, and then exceeding it.
And you kind of talk about, you know, working in concert together. We can envision some of these organizations, and this happens across the board, is somewhat siloed, right? The guest experience team sits over here, and then across the wall is the marketing team. Sometimes they're intertwined, but sometimes they're not. Matt, have you seen any kind of best practices, whether within the attraction space or just even broader, on building a little bit more cooperation between interdepartment teams?
Absolutely. And I think it starts with understanding kind of that intersectionality that Josh was talking about, and how each department needs one another, even if you can't see it right away. And sometimes that comes from, you know, a CEO or a COO or someone that's able to see the entire picture, and they can see, okay, here's HR, here's marketing, here's operations. You're all kind of working in the same soup, so to speak, but you haven't come together to marry all those ingredients. And one thing I would say is, again, to really focus on how much not only you need each other, but how you can benefit from the relationship that you have with another department. And I'll just take human resources and marketing. I know from my experience as a human resources professional for many, many years, we don't know how to market to people. I mean, yes, we put out the recruiting posters and things like that. But, you know, from a, hey, let's get people's attention, let's inspire them to come, you know, from a marketing standpoint, come, you know, to the park or to buy a ticket or whatever. Like, there's a certain psychology behind that I think, and this is no disrespect to HR folks, but that's not typically where their wheelhouse is. But that's where marketing people really excel. So why aren't we leaning on marketing to help us attract team members just like we would attract guests? And so I think there's that synergy there that I think we can foster. And then I think it's really understanding how they, again, all work together. So if marketing is helping to recruit the people that are going to be working in operations, then they have a better understanding of what those operations people probably go through. And then they can, you know, adjust their marketing accordingly, or they can see why those reviews are the way they are, and they can have a better understanding of the entire process.
Jenny, I'm kind of thinking, we don't do a ton of recruitment marketing specifically for the nonprofit space, right? There's just so many limited dollars. But I'm kind of thinking, if I was a marketing director and I've got HR over here saying, hey, we need a little bit of a recruitment push, especially a couple of years ago when I couldn't hire anybody, I'm thinking, and I'm using our internal lingo here, but I'm thinking impactful channels can also lift the high tide, lift the boat with recruitment as well, right? Like if I see a TV commercial, like, that sounds like a fun place to work.
Yeah, I think your impactful channels can kind of keep that messaging going year round, but it really some more of your kind of opportunistic channels, especially in paid social, both your organic and your paid can work together, kind of recreating some of that organic content of, you know, why you should want to work here, what it's like to work here. And we talked a little bit, Matt and Josh, on your podcast about kind of the day in the life, right? Like, what does it look like, you know, as part of one of these member or, you know, to be a member of kind of our team here. So I think there's a lot of ways that you can kind of weave that in, but, you know, recruitment, absolutely seasonality, hiring staff, you know, with during park opening, big summer rushes is always important. So it is something that we do see incorporated on the paid side as well too. But yeah, it's gotta be a little bit more than just maybe some text copy and a paid search ad for hiring. You've really got to, there's a lot of competition in these markets. So you've got to create some excitement and desire to wanting to work there as well too.
You're listening to the Marketing Attractions Podcast, conversations on how nonprofit attractions are increasing attendance and sharing their mission through marketing. Your hosts are Ryan Dick and Jenny Williams of Attend Media. Attend Media is a media planning and buying agency specializing in zoos, aquariums, gardens, and museums. For more information, please visit attend.media. Now, back to Ryan and Jenny.
All right, Matt. So yeah, we're going to put your marketing hat on. I know this isn't your wheelhouse, but you know, if you had an unlimited creative budget, an unlimited, you know, wave the magic wand, what would you want your marketing team to do to help boost recruitment, to help find that top talent within the world within their world, what they're actually capable of doing?
Sure. Well, I think the first thing that I would want the marketing team to do is spend some time in the operation so that they can see what those folks are doing. You know, I've got a story that I know Josh has heard many, many times. I was working at a facility and they had this great promotion where you bring in a Coke can and you get, you know, certain amount off of the ticket price, right? And we were bombarded with Coke cans. So marketing did their job, right? But what we didn't do is talk to the folks in the ticket booths and actually give them a button on the POS system. And we also didn't talk to park services. So we didn't know what to do with all these cans when they came in. So we had all these, and people would drink the can literally last sip and hand it to the ticket seller. And so we had all these, you know, kind of unsanitary cans, you know, that we had nothing to do with. And the ticket seller had no way to ring that discount up. So I think it's understanding what that operational impact is of what they're, you know, trying to sell or what they're trying to put out in the public. And then, you know, using that information to better reach to the targeted markets that they're looking for. And I think where the marketing people are earning their dollars is through the creativity that they can bring. You know, again, nothing against HR folks, but you know, if they put up a poster in a school and it says, these are the benefits of working here, and then that's their recruitment strategy, well, that's not nearly enough. You know, you get somebody with a creative marketing mind and they're like, oh, well, let's record, you know, the team member doing what they do and laughing and having a good time. And, you know, even on break, you know, so we can show the day in the life, we can show what that's really like, because ultimately someone is going to make a decision to come fill out an application or click that link to fill out the application online. And they've got to be, you know, emotionally invested even at that point to want to be able to do that. So are their friends there? Do they see some benefit for them? So it's all those same kind of creative ways that you get that message out there that I think that would be the biggest bang for the buck. If we could do that creatively and you could really set yourself apart as, you know, a different employee brand or, you know, something that's really going to be impactful to that team member. And it's not just about what the team member can do for you anymore. You know, certainly that team member is looking for what can the organization do for me as well. So that's got to be part of that message. That was kind of a long answer, but that's what I would think the magic wand would do.
No, I mean, you said it right there, day in the life, right? Like, I guess I'll kick it back to you, Josh. It's like kind of the same thing on the guest experience side. You know, marketing is supposed to kind of show what the guest's experience is going to look like, right? But the reality is we as a marketer show it as the absolute dream scenario. You know, is there some more like day in the life reality stuff that marketing could do to set better expectations for the guests? Because I think where the strife comes in, where guest experience becomes, it becomes tough, is the expectations are so high for the guest, and then, you know, the actual attraction isn't able to deliver. So what are some ideas you would want to share with your marketing team?
Well, the other piece of it too, that really ties in with all of this, is that marketing has the goal of bringing in attendance, and particularly attracting the demographic that is going to spend the most money, that is going to be the most ideal from a business case. And one of the challenges with that is that making sure it matches the demographic and matches the experience as well. So there's an example of a park many years ago that was trying to market to families for a park that was somewhat geared towards families, but it more so actually catered to skewed to a little bit of an older demographic. Very, very niche in that demographic. It was very specific. It was a very high quality product, but the expectation that the marketing was setting was not exactly what it was or what the experience was going to look like. And they also looked at everything that was within the park, and they said, okay, well, we've got these rides, we've got these shows, we've got, you know, this and that. And the brochures initially said there were over 50 rides, shows, and attractions. Well, if you actually looked at the map and counted everything, there were 13 rides, there were 3 shows, and then they considered every retail stand, every quick service food and beverage outlet, every kind of small little aspect throughout the park as an attraction. And they weren't necessarily wrong, because that is part of the attraction. That is part of the experience of being in the park. But if you're trying to quantify this of you're going to do 50 things today, you're thinking of it as, oh, I'm gonna ride 50 rides and see, you know, or ride 50 rides and see 50 shows, or a combination of 50 between the two. So that created massive service failures and massive dissatisfaction of guests who were coming to the park that said, we were promised over 50 rides, shows, and attractions, and we see that there are only 13 rides. Towards the end of the summer, the brochures that were put out then said over 50 shows, rides, and attractions, because now they were trying to focus on the streetmosphere and kind of the other entertainment that was throughout the park. But now if you're expecting 50 shows, it still didn't align. It didn't match up. So there was that disconnect between marketing and the actual experience that just didn't create it didn't paint the right picture.
That's interesting. Shifting gears just a little bit, marketing has done its job. It's gotten people in through the door. Talk to us about retaining those customers, those first-time visitors, and converting them over into members. What advice would you give the marketing team there? Matt, if you want to take that one.
Sure. So I think it's going to go back to my lens of the employees. So you have amazing advocates or potential for advocates in your employees, in your volunteers, the people that are out there interacting with your guests every single day. And if you are working with them and even, you know, starting with just awareness of, you know, what is in it for the organization, what's in it for the individual when they upgrade from a day pass to a membership, you know, what's in it for them? And then how does that even benefit the team member? How does that even benefit the volunteer? Well, you know, you can, you know, save more elephants, you can save more plants, you can do all these different things. So there's going to be this intrinsic motivation for them to want to do that. But I think if marketing is out there and, you know, educating the team and getting them to feel good about it, then they're naturally going to bring those things up when they're talking to people. Oh, are you guys a member yet? Hey, I've seen you here a couple times this week. You know, have you considered a membership? And sometimes it's just that little question that, oh, no, I haven't. Tell me the benefits. Why should I be a member? And then you get into this conversation, and then you can say, and the membership desk is right over there. They'd be happy to get you signed up. So I think, to me, that marketing channel of, you know, using the voices that you already have in the facility is probably one of the first places that I would start. But again, that's my lens of focusing on the employees as well.
I like that. Danny, I can hear the marketing team going, yeah, go sell more memberships for us, guys.
Yeah, no, you're so right, though. I mean, those internal advocates you have, and I think especially with nonprofit attractions, you know, it's going to be smaller, more manageable to work with me and talk to your customer or your visitors versus something like Disney, right? So, but it can happen there as well, too. But yeah, being able to kind of advocate for it and talk about benefits of becoming a member, that's a huge opportunity that a lot of people might overlook.
All right, so kind of last question for you guys here. What do you think, and take it from your lens, you know, what do you think nonprofit attractions, cultural attractions, zoos, museums, aquariums, gardens should be doing more of? You guys both sat back.
Yeah. Yeah. Josh, ahead, you want to take that first? Oh, you want me to go first? I'll go. So what do I think they should be doing more of? Again, getting out and understanding what the operation is. I think that's a huge win for everybody. I think they should also work to tell their stories, you know, and I think that's a big part of, you know, marketing in general. But, you know, when you have something that happens in the facility that, whether it's, you know, a team member achievement or something that happens with, you know, an exhibit or that kind of thing, like telling that story in a compelling way that brings people in, and not just saying, not that the marketers would, but hey, we've got a new exhibit, come see it 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, you know, that kind of thing. Like there's a story to be told. There's an emotional connection to be made. And I think the more we can do that with our team members and our guests, the more we bring all that stuff together that Josh talked about in the very beginning.
Josh, how about you?
I think what can be done more of, and I know this is a very broad statement because everyone's kind of doing all these differently, but I would say really leveraging guest feedback and online reviews as both a source of marketing as well as continual operational and guest experience improvements. So the more feedback that you're getting from your guests, whether it's coming through private channels or whether it's through marketing-focused channels like social media and review sites, all of that is phenomenal data for you to be able to utilize that, to be able to make continual improvements to the experience. And then because that's data, you can optimize your feedback loop by continuing to measure that. And so the more things that you do to improve the experience, you're getting this continual flow of information. So seeking feedback from your guests throughout their experience, as well as pushing your most satisfied guests to online reviews, can enhance both marketing and operations guest experience.
Excellent. All right, guys, Matt and Josh from the Attraction Pros podcast. Obviously, these guys know what they're talking about. So if that's not on your subscribe feed, go ahead and give that one a click. Matt, Josh, thank you so much.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you both. Had a great time.
Thank you for listening to the Marketing Attractions Podcast. If you have a suggestion for a topic or would like to be a guest on the show, please visit our website at marketingattractionspodcast.com.